The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Hello, Terence.
Hello, Darren.
What's the issue?
I tell you what. So anyone who's ever been on a long-haul flight knows that all you want to do when you get back on the ground is clear passport control as quickly, painlessly as possible, mm-hmm. and get to wherever you need to go to, right?
Yeah.
So this is exactly what I wanted to do after 17-hour flight last week. Mm. And a lot of, with a little sleep, a lot of back pain, I was walking from the plane to passport control, excited to be back home, looking forward to touching base with family and friends, mm-hmm. and then I got to passport control, and the scene was enough to snuff out any form of happiness or joy at me being back home.
What happened, Terry?
So here's what happened. Firstly, there were a number of flights from around the world that had landed, right? So understandably, it was busy and people were moving like cattle through those cordoned off maze. That didn't bother me as much as the immigration staff screaming orders at travelers like it was some kind of mass interrogation. So for me, there were international visitors to South Africa in that queue.
Yeah.
Probably some on African soil for the first time ever. And their first point of contact with someone representing the country was not a smile.
Mm.
It wasn't some kind of warmth. It was this bark. And you had to have been there to fully understand exactly how embarrassing this whole situation was to watch. So instead of politely asking people to queue in the right lanes to make the process smoother, all these guys did was look, it was some guy that looked like some kind of supervisor.
Mm.
And all he did was go, 5, 5, 5, 5.
Mm.
People in the queue didn't know what was going on. Foreigners especially didn't know what he was on about. And by this time, I couldn't hold my tongue any longer. So I just barked back at this guy in the same tone, same aggression at which I was, with which I was dealt. And explained to him that exactly how embarrassing and awkward he was making the situation for everybody and making everybody feel. Of course, this went totally over his head, and he continued his tirade. A couple of people came to me at the baggage collection and asked if this was how things were done here, or whether he was simply having a bad day.
Yeah.
And everyone had a story or two to share about the experiences at passport control around the world. You know, and the fact is, after a long-haul flight, passing through passport control might seem more stressful than it actually is, but tension can be compounded by staff that are unfriendly or, in this case, downright belligerent.
Mm.
And whilst I get that the job at passport control is that person's day-to-day existence, but for the traveler, again, many of whom are landing in South Africa for the first time or seeing the country for the first time, this is their first point of contact. And seeing somebody behave like a complete maniac is not the image that you want of your country.
So, with all due respect, is there not a chance that because of 17 hours and because of your back pain and because of your fatigue, that any scenario would have been,
uncomfortable
for you?
No, 100%. All I wanted to do was get through that line, collect my baggage and move on, right?
Mm.
If the person greeted me, didn't know who I was, said, hello, welcome to South Africa, stamped my passport and sent me through, all would have been well. You don't stand there and bark at people like they cattle or it's some kind of
maybe you were both having a bad day.
No, that was not the case at all. You had to have been there. I was told I got a voice note from a guy that travels between Germany and here as well, which we'll play a little later. But he was saying to me the same thing happens every time he comes back into the country. But I was saying that coming up, I'll tell you, there was a little group that gathered around the baggage collection, and everyone had some kind of story to say.
You know what? I got to tell you, because I'm quite well traveled, and I have issues with other international passport controls, and I always enjoy coming back to South Africa, because my personal experience has been there's a way about South Africans which is always a little bit more pleasant than the Germans or the Swiss or the Dutch. I was telling you that when I landed in the States, they gave me a look like, we want to arrest you. Give us a reason to arrest you.
Anyone who's ever met you, I imagine, gives you that look, Darren. Anyway, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
The American system is pretty stringent.
Very strict. Yeah.
You know, you go for an interview and all of that before getting in. Yeah. One traveler told me about this incident where thousands of British travelers apparently were forced to queue for about an hour at London Stansted passport control. And he says they were so frustrated and they called the waiters a joke and they described it as carnage. So this was just waiting for an hour in this passport control, not being yelled at or anything like we were back in South Africa, but he described it as carnage, which I found very funny.
Well, it seems like you and a couple of people are agreeing with you on our social media here that they've had some horrible incidents, and you're quite right. South Africa is not famous for our service. It's not something, you know, the Americans are really slick at it, and the Europeans are really efficient with it, and Africa is, and I don't know what we're doing, right?
No, can I tell you what else is that at passport control that day, I might as well have been at Home Affairs or something like that. It was the exact same thing. I read an article.
Hang on, before you say that, I just hope someone is listening and just listen to that one thing that you said. Everyone visiting our country, that's their first impression of us, whether it's business or leisure, and we have a massive tourist industry. Yeah. And if we're not welcoming them there, we're doing ourselves a huge disservice.
100%. That's their first point of contact, and this is experience they have. I read an article on travel24.com, and it has some advice for travelers, and it says that the passport control offices have had long days of people hustling through their more exciting destinations. The least you can do is greet them with a smile and have all your documents ready.
Sure.
And yes, I completely agree with that, but it works both ways.
Yeah.
There are people coming in. It wouldn't kill you to smile and say welcome to the country, stamp that passport and go through.
Alright, if you want to engage directly with Terrence on this or any issues, it's at Terrence Pillay 1 on Twitter, at Terrence Pillay 1, 1R in Terrence. Thanks, Terrence.
Thanks, Darren.